Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos.
Still here, John, having a good time.
And, of course, we're getting ready for the Christina Loos Show. But I have to thank Claudia, who gave us such a wonderful overview of Viscotti this morning. And it's really, it goes back to Christina picking the guests that come on the show. But there are just so many things within the town of North Hempstead. And I'm sure if you're listening and you happen to hear this and you live in Suffolk or you live in Connecticut, there's stuff in everybody's neighborhood. But you have to look into it. You have to make some phone calls. You have to be a little bit inquisitive and ask somebody what's going on. Because that Viscotti, it's another gem. I mean, the stuff that they do, especially everybody knows somebody that has a disability.
I'm going to try through Project Independence or personally to go to that technology center just to see what is available. It sounds like there's a lot of really great stuff that can help mm-hmm. people's quality of life.
I agree.
You know, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's really, you know, and we always say it's in the show, and I, you know, it's, but there really are gems in this community. Oh. And I think, you know, Project Independence as a whole, too, you know, main mission is really to form these partnerships within the community. You know, we're not trying to duplicate any services, but it's, you know, just really have these amazing resources at our fingertips. And I think, you know, that's what's the beauty of the show. We're able to promote these things. And, you know, I'm friendly with Claudia, and, you know, half the things she's saying, like, I don't even realize, you know, that that's offered there. So I think it's just great to remind people and to really take use of these things, because there's people who don't have it, so you might as well do it.
Now, just before we get going into the full Christina Loos Show, this is totally random that you happen to have Claudia on today, because this week Stephen Hawkins died.
Yes.
And Stephen Hawkins was the most prominent person in history using AAC, which was Augmentive and Alternative Communication. And she was talking about that with her throat.
Right.
Yeah, wow.
And this year is the 70th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights.
Oh.
And within there, the AAC system is referred to in Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Article 19.
Wow, that was like a
Article
lot of subcategories. 19. I like that.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's
Article 19 is a big one.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's a big number, too.
Yeah, what else would it be? 19.
Well, you know, Christina walks around with this little counter that she has, and it has number 19 on it.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
it's like a counter, and you know that it's 19 days before
Christina's birthday.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, it just shows how fast
how did
it's
we
gone.
Even get, you know, it just really shows you time flies. If anything, that's what we've learned. Learned from this whole thing. Wow.
That's amazing. And that was a good one.
That was a good one. I like that because it was, I was like, where's he going with this? And then I was like, it just kept going and going.
God bless Google.
You know, you talk about what the Viscotti Center, and you look at somebody like a Stephen Hawkins and what he did with his life.
When you think about it.
Unbelievable. And, you know, how you have the inner strength.
Yeah.
To be able to function under those kind of conditions.
You know, and it's an amazing, because, you know, that's what Claudia was saying off air. We were saying, you know, what it's very easy. And, you know, I know we've talked about this too, to kind of just get down and like throw in the towel. It's easier. It's easier to just be like, ugh, I don't feel like putting in the effort. You know, it really takes a lot more effort to be a positive person and to, you know, overcome these challenges. You know, you really have to work at it. And the fact is, I think it's an amazing thing. And that's why places like that and actually seeing that firsthand, I think is super impactful. So.
Yeah, I think my personal opinion is I think that there are only a handful of people that are born that are totally injected positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's in them, like, that's
you know
it.
What my mom calls? My mom calls that fairy blood.
Who?
My mom
blood?
Says fairy blood, and she says fairy
blood,
yes. That's what we call people that we feel are positive, that they're fairies, yes.
Fairy blood.
That's cool.
That's a good point.
It is. Yeah. We believe it. Listen.
But it's true.
It is.
Yeah, I don't think everybody has fairy
blood.
Yeah,
no, they don't.
We have
they
to work
don't.
At it.
They definitely do not. But enough about my fabulous birthday. I want to remind people that the wonderful program is coming up that people absolutely love, which is the STOP program.
Oh, yeah. That's a biggie.
It's constantly getting calls. You know, when's the next STOP program? When's the next STOP program? So it is coming up on Saturday, April 21st and Sunday, April 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that is going to be at the North Hempstead Beach parking lot. The STOP program is like literally your one-stop shop to kind of get rid of all the garbage that you've been hoarding all winter long in your garage or your basement. And you can actually drop off aerosols, household chemicals, pesticides, disinfectants, fertilizers, rechargeable and lithium batteries, TVs, computers, latex and water-based paints. And also on top of that, which I know is a favorite, is the six banker's boxes you can bring filled with all of your papers. And you can watch it be shredded in these giant trucks right in front of you. And what I was saying is interesting. It says for every 2,000 pounds of paper the town recycles equates to 17 trees saved, which is amazing. You know, wow. you're not even realizing, you know, the impact it's having, you know, because you're just trying to get rid of all these papers. I mean, who doesn't have, like, an enormous amount of paper that – I mean, I literally constantly clearing it out, and then I turn around, and I'm like, there is a whole new stack as soon as the mail comes.
Same thing. In our house, it's like every week.
It is.
The recycling pail for paper
yeah.
is full.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely true. I mean, I do get a lot of magazines, so that also might be
part of it. Oh, okay.
A lot of catalogs. They know I'm a sucker. I get, like, everything.
Well, what happened to me was I had these American Airlines Advantage points.
Okay.
And I had like 3,500 points left. And I said, well, you got to use them by whatever, but you can get these magazines. So I did.
Yeah,
so I ended up getting six magazines, which I never read.
You know? You and my dad, because I was actually laughing in the mail because I wish
I
people had a visual of my dad because it would make it funnier. He was, you know, he was getting GQ, Men's Health, which are probably the two opposite things of my dad, which was really actually very amusing.
Could I ask a question as far as the STOP program
yes.
goes? Paint. Mm-hmm. It says that paint has to be dried out
mm-hmm.
once the lid is removed. Now, if you have paint in the can, it's not going to dry out.
It does.
In the
yeah.
can?
You take
yeah.
the kit and lid off
if
it,
you take
and you have to
lid.
Keep it in your house for the next month.
I mean, if it has half a can of paint.
It'll mm-hmm. harden and harden and harden down.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
But
and then you bring it to them hard. It might be months.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to get rid of this paint.
Pour it down mm-hmm. the sewer. No, no. No.
Please.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Judy's ears just rang. She said she's coming for John. Yeah, but it's definitely.
That's what I was
yeah.
told to do.
Yeah.
If you open up the can. It'll eventually, and you have to keep that in your house, in your garage.
Right.
And then once it's hardened, then because the
yeah, because actually in the press release it says usually 24 to 36 hours after the lid is removed,
yeah.
It dries out.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, I up until not too long ago always kept paint in the garage.
Yep.
And I understand that's not a really good thing to do, because if the temperature goes down to 15
right,
degrees,
it's constantly fluctuating.
The paint.
Oh, okay.
Could freeze and
right.
what happens to the paint? I have no idea.
I mean, I don't even know why we say. I mean, because we were laughing too, my husband and I. Because like, why are we even saving paint? I'm not completely sure why we're saving all this.
Call
paint.
My wife. We have paint from the original paint. Like,
yeah.
It's 20 years in the basement. It wouldn't
and
be the same
just,
color now.
You know, I'm yeah. Listen, I understand you want the color to match and stuff, but chances are we're going to end up buying new paint anyway.
You know what
so
would be probably the thing to do. Is to save the label from the paint.
Yes.
So
which
you
know I took a,
what
you know,
color
I, right,
it is.
Right. What I actually did was take pictures
yeah.
of
but
it.
But throw the
yes.
paint out
yes.
right away.
Yes.
But then you have to figure out how to throw it out.
Yes. And there you go. And then you have like the STOP program.
You
got to
let
so
it dry.
But what I also want to remind people that the town does not accept pharmaceuticals at the STOP program anymore.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah. So I want to – it started towards like the end of last year's STOP program. But what you are able to do to dispose of unwanted medicines, you can drop them off at your local police precinct 24/7.
Okay.
So that's, you know, and the reason this happened, there was a policy change from Nassau County Police Department. So that's why we're no longer accepting. But it's definitely.
I guess there's a concern about the fact that they're drugs, some of them.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the actual reasoning was about, but that is, you know, a lot of people, that's what was it being, like, brought, you know. So this way it's going to the police department, they get rid of it, and, you know, I guess, you know, if a lot of people are dropping off all kinds of pills,
well, you know,
it's
when you think about it,
you know, a bit of a.
There are town employees that are taking
right.
it, but you just walk in with your pills.
Right. They're
so
not taking inventory.
Getting rid
or something,
of
right.
some oxy or something.
Yeah.
There is no control.
No, absolutely. I mean,
you know?
It makes sense. But what I also love about the STOP program is that representatives of Big Brothers Big Sisters are there, and they collect clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, area rugs, bikes, scooters, luggage, glassware, I mean, you name it. They take a lot of things. So that's really great, too. And when you actually donate to them, you get a little receipt for your tax income. You know,
right. How does that work? Do they kind of like make a judgment on whether this is – reusable?
They pretty much take majority. Listen, we don't want to give them,
of
you know,
the items that we just talked about.
Those items. I donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters on my own personal self. And they take, you know, all kinds of things. So, you know, they're not really at the time, like, sitting there weighing out if they're taking it or not. You know, they take it and I guess whatever process it goes through after that. But, you know, it's really just use your judgment. You know, we always say if you're donating something, don't, you know, throw your garbage in.
Right.
Something.
If you aren't going to wear it, why would you expect somebody else
exactly.
to wear it?
Exactly. So that's kind of what we tell people to gauge. But so that's in April. And then also it's going to be at Westbury High School on Saturday, June 23rd. And it's going to be back at North Hempstead Beach Park on October 20th and 21st, but that's super far away. And we don't even want to think about that because we're just trying to think about spring and summer right now. And we'll get to all that. But I really encourage people to do it. And, you know, everybody tries to, you know, do their spring cleaning, and this is a good reason to do that as well. And speaking of the – I actually saw this on our table at our Clinton G. Martin Park where we are about these economic – I mean – are environmental friendly things that are going on. And Clark Botanic Garden has a whole series of things that are coming up over there. It's going to be on Saturday, April 14th at 10 a.m. It's the Sustainable Yard Care. This is a new program they're offering. And it's going to teach you how to make your yard more sustainable by saving water, creating a wildlife habitat, using alternatives to pesticides, applying fertilizer properly, and more, you know, it's really, you can actually make your lawn look nice and it's actually healthier too. Which
could they help me grow tomatoes?
You know what? I think you probably could. I think they would certainly be able to help you.
I have a track record of very rarely having more than two or three tomatoes. Average price, typically $30, $35 a tomato for what I grow.
Yeah.
Wow. You try every year?
I gave up last year. I'm going to come back this year.
You are.
I'm making a comeback.
He's making a comeback. Everyone, stay
I was
tuned.
So down last year.
Stay tuned for those autos.
Does Jay do a garden?
We don't do vegetables.
I mean, you do flowers.
We probably, you know, I always think about it, but then, you know.
I don't like the look of it.
Yeah.
Of the garden?
Yeah.
A vegetable garden.
We're more like flower people.
Right, I like flowers.
Know, yeah.
I worked one year very hard on, well, to grow horseradish takes years, all right?
So horseradish, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so I grow this horseradish. I stick it in the ground, and it's growing, and it really looking, starting to really look good. But then we had the landscaper guy come, and he cut the horseradish out because he thought it was a weed. This was like after 5 years of nurturing.
Otto.
So I gave up on horseradish, too.
Oh, Otto. That's really – you know what, Otto? We're going to send you to –
It was very
– Oh, we're approaching a rapid break. I just looked up.
Wow.
So stay tuned for more about home sustainability.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.